Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We'll be talking about a number of things today that I believe all interrelate as we look at the big world picture, and especially what's taking place in America with the puppet in the White House. We're going to talk about the puppet in the White House today. The question is, who's the puppeteer? Who's pulling the strings? Recently, I read a pretty large article asking who's in charge in the Biden administration. And that's the question that I think's on many minds. Many are not stating it. You won't find it on the Marxist media, but it's still nevertheless a real question. But we'll talk about that today. We've got a very special guest that we'll introduce in a moment that we're going to be talking about these issues and getting his take, his position, his thoughts, and recommendations on what we see taking place in the world today, and especially as it affects America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's the truth book, ladies and gentlemen, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That ought to be the light unto our feet and the lamp unto our pathway. It ought to be that which we allow to direct us. I've called it for years and years and years, we need to have a central biblicist worldview. And that means that everything that takes place, every little thing and every big thing, we look at it through the prism of what does the word of God say. It is the truth book. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not sought after today. If you don't believe that, just pick up a few statements made on the State of the Union address by Joe Biden last evening. I didn't find any truth factors in most, if not all, of what he said. And that's because we live in an era today, just as George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, George Orwell made a statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that to be exactly the truth of the facts today in the society in which we're living in. Nancy Pelosi is not anxious for truth. Chuck Schumer is not looking for truth. AOC doesn't know truth. But we're finding today among Christians and conservatives and patriots, there's a need for we the people in that category in particular, to continue to stand for truth, realizing we're in a decaying society, a darkened world. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge to you on this broadcast each and every day. As Christians, we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth. By the way, if you're not going to listen to truth if you got it on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth there. You'll find a modicum of truth occasionally, shrouded in untruths generally, even on Fox. But it's hard to find truth on a socialist, Marxist, Pravda-style media today in America. But we need to learn the truth and love the truth, stand for the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That's our challenge each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. We need to defend the truth. That's what this broadcast is about, to look at, analyze, inspect, and talk about information, situation, and news briefings as to what's taking place in America and around the world, and how that should affect us as Christians, how we should view these things that are taking place. By the way, happenings today around the world and here in America coming faster than a speeding bullet. It is the culmination, the coming together, the finalization of this old world as we know it biblically. And God's eschatological prophetic truth is leaping off the pages of the Bible and into the news media around the world and across America each and every day as we turn on the news or as we read the newspaper or listen to the radio or television news. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business package for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is hiring in all positions, house and grounds, maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment, and they're closed on Sundays so that you'll be able to go to worship with your family as God would have it in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time. They're located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, where the gigantic U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Drop by, make your application for employment at Tools for Time. Wait for an interview and see what God does in your employment future. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. I believe we could say without any equivocation that our nation today is in a state of mourning as a result of what we see taking place. And last evening's, stumbling through line reading from the teleprompter in a manner that you could tell it was not known to Joe Biden even before he started speaking what he was going to say, line for line, reading it from the teleprompter. You could tell by that, ladies and gentlemen, that our nation's in trouble. You can tell by what is happening in the Ukraine and the Russian attack on the Ukrainians that our nation, America, is in trouble. You can tell, ladies and gentlemen, by what China's doing and its threats to come against Taiwan at this weak point in the United States of America's leadership. You can understand when you see that 3 weeks ago, Putin had a basic powwow with the Ayatollah, the grand poobah of Iran, in making preparations. In fact, Russia made the guarantee to Iran that they would assist in every way, financially and otherwise, for Iran to get the nuclear weapon. And right now, because of that, Israel is on high alert. All of its military is on high alert. And just a few days ago, Putin made the demand to the leadership in Israel that they surrender the Golan Heights. Israel is already talking about putting in benefits, helps, and protections for Ukrainians, simply because there's about 250,000 Jewish people in Ukraine. As a result of what is happening in the Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 600,000 that have already fled for their own lives, most of them going into Poland. And they say that within the next few weeks, there will be perhaps as many as 2 to 3 million people fleeing as refugees, leaving their home country for safety because of what is happening. Now you say, how does all this tie together? What are we talking about with this? It's all as a result of ineptness in the White House. It is all because Joe Biden says that back some time ago, he wanted to take President Trump behind the barn with a chain to him. He talked tough talk to Vladimir Putin that Putin could do nothing. He said, we're going to put restrictions on him so much that he will not want to go into Ukraine. Why not do it before he goes into Ukraine to prevent him from doing so? All of this is necessary for us to see, ladies and gentlemen, because we need to understand from the Christian perspective, from the biblical perspective. Psalms 146 and verse 2 says, "Put not your trust in the princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help." Ladies and gentlemen, there's not any help coming from the standpoint of what is beneficial to the citizens. There's no help coming from the White House, from Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is not leading America. Should America have confidence, ladies and gentlemen, in the Biden administration and what's being said and what's being done in America today? He stood simply script reading last evening. Every Christian, every conservative, every patriot must face, ladies and gentlemen, what I believe to be reality, that our nation's foundations, its values, its ethics and morals are being eroded by the Biden administration. America is now some 30 plus trillion dollars in debt. 13 trillion was bad enough when Biden took leadership a little over a year ago. It's over $30 trillion today. Yet the Biden administration, the Biden family cabal, continues to push towards socialism, socialistic policies, programs, and plans that, if fully implemented, ladies and gentlemen, will make America a full socialist, communist nation. So, ladies and gentlemen, just where are we today? Just what are some of the major issues that we need to talk about today? How should we, as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to introduce to you, and many of you already know our guest, but he's very special each time he's on the air. It's a blessing to me, encouragement to each of us as he comes on the air with us. It's Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill was the former District 1 representative in the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. I'm praying that you're well, and we're looking forward to our dialogue and discussion together.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And as always, your opening monologue is right on target. Everything that you said, I agree with 100%.
Congressman, as we look at the big picture, and as we see the global events taking place, when it comes to what we know and have seen, how would you respond to President Biden's script reading last evening called the State of the Union Address? What was your takeaway from that?
Well, it's obvious to a lot of people that America and the world does not have any confidence in Joe Biden or his regime. What it has led us to is a disaster. We see it not only here at home, but around the world. There is, I believe, no way that Putin would have invaded Ukraine with President Trump in office. And even though Taiwan was making noises when Trump was in office, they were not emboldened to move, as we see that they are now, probably being very imminent that they're going to strike while the iron is hot and take Taiwan, much like they're seeing happening in the Ukraine. So it is all because the left was able, through deceit, stole an election, installed someone who, in my opinion, was the most incompetent senator that the nation has ever seen, the most incompetent vice president the nation has ever seen, and now the most incompetent president that our nation has ever seen. And not only because of his mental decline, his obvious dementia, which is really sad. He should be treated for that, and perhaps he is, but it's really sad to see almost on a daily basis his mental decline. But even before that started, when he was a U.S. senator, he was incompetent and ineffective even back then. And so it's just carried on to what we are seeing, and it has been a disaster for our nation. We're seeing inflation going through the roof. We're seeing supply chains being locked up. We're seeing empty shelves in our stores. We're seeing illegals coming across our border by the millions. It's an invasion that we see going on. And all of this because Joe Biden is giving in to the radical leftists of the Democrat Party. I would say this, Dr. Youngblood, I would like to add this, is that one thing that this Biden regime has done is it has exposed the disaster of the radical Democrat Party. And the sooner we get them out of office, the sooner this nation can return to its greatness.
That is well stated, Congressman. And as I look at it, I'm concerned. I'm looking at a headline here. It says, worst moment in history. Analysts say that the Russia's Ukrainian invasion could very well trigger World War III. Now, you are a scholar in the political realm and in history and understanding these things. How does the invasion in Ukraine, how would that redound to World War III? What do you see as the spark, the trigger that could cause that? Or are we watching that taking place now?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I would say let's go back first to a statement that Thomas Jefferson made hundreds of years ago, where he said, peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. The United States has made the mistake of getting involved in alliances around the world, such as NATO, and even in the Pacific Rim, making these alliances which would state that if one is attacked, then the others will also come to their defense and prevent any further attack. And so because of that, we see where Ukraine has wanted to join NATO. They've wanted to become a part of the European Union. Now, being a part of the European Union simply for commerce and trade and so forth, that's understandable. But they wanted that along with membership with NATO for a military defense of their nation. And that is why if Putin invades Ukraine, which he has done, and the Ukrainians are unable to fight off and defend themselves, which I might add, they are heroically fighting back right now.
Yes.
But they're going to need more help in terms of military supplies and ammunition and so forth. But when other nations start coming to their defense, that is when it can lead to a greater eruption, including where China being emboldened to want to make an attack on Taiwan. And who knows what North Korea is going to do. And then it might even embolden Iran to make some moves in the Middle East, all because we have this inept, incompetent Biden and his entire... It's not just Biden who is inept and incompetent. So is his vice president, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
So is his secretary of state, Anthony Blinken. His secretary of defense... what's his name? Escapes me right now.
Milley?
No. He's the Joint Chiefs of Staff,
right.
General Milley. I mean the Secretary of Defense. The black guy who was part of the Obama administration.
Can't call his name.
At any rate, all of them are incompetent. All of them are inept, and it is on full display right now. So because of that incompetence, because of their feckless ineffectiveness, that will embolden these dictators, these power-hungry people, these egomaniacs around the world, seeing this as a chance now where, hey, there's no one to protect the innocent from the bullies. So being a bully, let's strike now. And that is why I believe that author wrote, this could lead to World War III. Which I shudder at the thought.
I shudder at the thought of it, but yet perhaps our listeners are aware, and they may not be, and I'm sure that you are. In 1994, William Jefferson Clinton, as president, signed an agreement with the Ukrainian leadership then that if they would give up Chernobyl and their active working toward nuclear devices and nuclear energy, that if an enemy were to come in, i.e. if Russia were to come against them, that it was the guarantee in that agreement with Clinton and with the Ukrainians that America would come in and provide them military protection. And now that's on record as being an agreement. Now, I don't agree with it, but that was an agreement between the United States of America's President Bill Clinton and the Ukrainian leadership at the time. So that's one of the major things that the Zelensky is looking at now, that where are the Americans that agreed to help us and we gave these things up? But, Congressman, there's a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered, and I don't have the answer. Perhaps you do. Why is it that Russia was so interested in taking control of Chernobyl? And even as I know right now, as I understand now, even at this moment, they still have hostages at Chernobyl that were the ones there that was in the control of, overseeing and watching and securing Chernobyl plant. Why is it they were so interested in that? What is it there that caused them to be so interested in going in to possess it and take it? Give a response to that briefly if you have it, and then we'll talk with our first caller.
Well, I think it all has to do with energy, Dr. Youngblood. You know, it was amazing that Biden was shut down the Keystone pipeline and shut down access to the oil in a lot of federal lands and property, which at the time had us as not only energy independent, but we were exporting energy.
Yes.
And then at the same time, he allows the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to continue, which provides energy to Germany and a lot of other European nations. And so I believe that grabbing Chernobyl was a part of gaining control of energy. If Biden had instead opened, and he can still do this now, Dr. Youngblood, open up the Keystone pipeline and let Europe and Germany know that you don't need Russia for your oil and gas. We can provide that. At the same time, shut down again the Nord Stream pipeline, which he can do, that I think that would have a big effect on stopping Russia's aggression.
Yes, and one of the things that I don't know if you noticed it or not, but on the early morning news, the markets opened with the crude oil going at $113 a barrel. At $113 a barrel, that redounds to about $6 a gallon for gasoline at the pumps in America. And they say that the crude oil could go as high as $150 to maybe $200 a barrel, because OPEC right now is refusing to respond to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's pleading, begging, kissing the boots of the sheiks to increase the OPEC production, and they've refused to do so. So we're watching a power play with the oil producers in Saudi Arabia. We're watching the fact that even now with the war going on in Ukraine, that American petrodollars going back to Russia, helping them to finance the war machine against Ukraine. But I'm fascinated and saddened to see that there's a feeling somehow with Biden and the administration that we need to protect the Ukrainian borders, and we can't even protect our own borders. Yesterday, there was talk by the Biden administration of taking our ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, off the border, southern border in America, and putting them on the border to protect the borders in Ukraine. Congressman Hill, hold on just a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Representative Hill, Dr. Youngblood, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. It's Austin, who you guys are looking for, the name, Secretary
yes.
of Defense. Anyway, the current situation is really all in Putin's hands. We've flushed him with cash to the tune of 500,000 barrels a day and petrodollars, which has actually financed this invasion.
It's about 630,000 barrels a day, as I understand it.
Yeah, it's quite a bit, but we financed this invasion. Poroshenko, who was the prior ruler of the Ukraine, was more friendly to the Russians there. Our current resident in the Oval Office with Obama created a situation that overthrew Poroshenko and brought in Zelensky. Putin's been saying since the beginning there that he does not want an expansion of NATO on his borders, especially after Estonia and Lithuania became and Poland became partners. And Ukraine has been typically, you know, predominantly Russian-speaking population, especially the eastern parts. So if anything goes bigger, it'll be because of Putin and his machinations towards the NATO. I don't think he'll attack a NATO country because that'll instantly invoke Article 5 of NATO. And Biden has been a poor vice president. He allowed that to happen. And Zelensky is not, he's been great. He's been what you would want for a wartime leader. But prior to that, he has been known to jail opposition and journalists. And he's been known for corruption as well, which Burisma and Hunter, by the way, here's another one. Biden was the one pressing Zelensky to get rid of the prosecutor who was going after Burisma. So last night, watching his State of the Union there, he did not address anything as far as the nation. I don't call beating inflation by saying manufacturers don't lower your wages, lower your costs as a solution. He said nothing about fuel, nothing about opening up any of the pipelines or drilling rights that he's canceled. And all I heard was Russia, Russia, Russia. The man's incompetent.
Jim, you're exactly right, but it's with that incompetence that can be the spark for a global war. Here's my take on it, and I want you and Congressman Hill to respond to my thoughts. Here's the picture. You've got a major, major segment of Ukraine that's Jewish. Many of those, by the thousands, are rushing back to Israel. Israel has already been put on notice by Putin. You've got to surrender the Golan Heights or else. There's Iran that's on the fast track. I believe already has. They already have nuclear devices just waiting to make the announcement. Russia has joined with them financially and technologically to help them complete the task of getting a nuclear weapon. As a result of that, Israel now is already on high alert in training sessions for their pilots for the Air Force in Israel. Israel has already said they're going to send some type of military aid and assistance to the Ukrainians to fight Putin. And you have Syria that already has major ports and submarines and tanks and equipment, military equipment of Russia's there in Syria and the ports. So we're looking at Russia with a major, major foothold in the Middle East, and now with a major partner in Iran to develop nuclear weapons for the Iranians to blow Israel off the map. And so I believe we're watching the typical spark, potential of a spark. And when you see what the scripture says in relationship to Ezekiel 38 and 39, what I call the war with Russia, Russia leading five Islamically controlled nations, Germany, Iran, Turkey, Syria and Libya against Israel, I think we're watching prophetic text jump off the pages. And as a result of that, I'm fearful that there could very well be the potential of a global third world war as a result of what we see taking place. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh, brother. Congressman, we got about 45 seconds before the top of the hour break. How do you respond to my thoughts in relationship to the potential of this being trigger going into what is found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Of course, this is not the war with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39, but I believe the stage is being set for that. What are your thoughts on it? What's your take on that?
It certainly appears that it can be that, Dr. Youngblood. It's amazing the times that we are living in where we are seeing historical events of major proportions happening right before our eyes, including setting the stage for a one-world government, the rise of the Antichrist, and the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe we're seeing all those things that you say. I don't think we're there now,
but we're
seeing the groundworks, the birth pains being set for those events to happen.
Absolutely. Congressman, hold on just one moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.